Knock, knock.
Hello.
Hi, George.
Yes. Jess. How are you, Jess?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Jess, we'll go over the museum if you like.
You've got time for a quick look around?
Oh, we've got time for a long look around.
Yeah.
When George Grant retired as a shearer back in 2011, he couldn't quite let go of his life in the sheds. He started collecting a few things related to sheep and shearing, and now there's hundreds, if not thousands, of items stored in this shed at Warwicknabeel in southwest Victoria.
These little critters down here are quite valuable, brass ones, ear taggers, lots of boxes. Those boxes are from overseas.
But not for much longer. Hello, I'm Jess Davis. After more than a decade, George is selling the lot.
Righto, well, all of this, as you can see here, Jess, is all going to be sold. There's miles and miles of books, miles of collectibles. All these sorts of things are very important if you're, you know, if you're into history and stuff, and if you're restoring. Over here, some very interesting old hand pieces, some beautiful old brass ones from the early 1890s. I started at the end of 2001 because my professional shearing career was winding down. And I thought, well, I'd love to have a few things to commemorate what I've done.
Heaps and heaps of boxes of little collectibles, all sorts of things to do with sheep shearing, combs and cutters and booklets, heaps of booklets, tally books, all very nice to have if you're a collector.
Started in the sheds in 1967, rouseabouting. Took me a couple of years to get going. I rouseabouted for a while and was on the wool press, and I spent my 21st birthday on the wool press at Wycliffe in New South Wales, pressing for six shearers. At the end of 1970, that year was 1970, end of that year, I got a job learner shearing at Wilcannia with Bill Blake, and took me a couple of years really to properly get going, and I've been going ever since. I have done other work, but shearing's been my love the whole time.
What is it you love about shearing?
I think it's the freedom that you can go all over Australia and all the world, and for an ordinary working person, what other job can you do that? And the added bonus is you make really good money as well.
Some of these signs, and these have mostly come from the United Kingdom, and very, very sought after. You won't get that McDougall sheep dip one there, you probably won't get a better condition one than that.
George Grant's love of shearing memorabilia is obvious as we walk around the shed. The walls are stacked with advertising signage for old wool broking firms and sheep dips.
There's about 250 of these signs in enamel, tin, paper, and
there's shearing blades and wool presses, even a pair of oversized hand clippers, about half a metre long. And it's not just Australian shearing gear he's been interested in collecting.
And here's a wooden brand, as you can see, it's got a swastika symbol on it. And whilst I acknowledge the unfortunate history of the swastika, very unusual pre-World War I and came from the Bort region. The hand-turned operated shearing plants. And they call these a husband and wife model because guess what the wife did? She was doing the turning, and to make these work you had to wind them extremely hard. They were very big in America and in England, but in Australia when these were used in the early 1900s, we had mobs of sheep in Australia that were up to 100,000 sheep, and in the 1890s the biggest was about 320,000 sheep, so I can't imagine wearing away at one of these.
What about these big clippers here?
Yeah, well, the oversized clippers, they were made in 2003 to commemorate the year of the outback. And I quite often tell people, the sheep were that big when I started, we had to use these things to get the wool off.
So what is it that you like about the collecting then?
Well, I like the fact that it commemorates what I've done. But for me, I love the signage. And because it's artistic, I've done a bit of art in, you know, my early days, and I just love the appeal that signs give. And when you see all these signs that are on the floor now, I had a shed where I previously lived in the same size as this, and they were just absolutely everywhere. People would come in and their eyes would pop out nearly. Yeah.
What's your favourite sign?
I have many favourites. I think there's one sign here, I've actually got it covered up at the moment. It's advertising one of my antique hand-turned plants. And it's a beautiful, decorative, artistic thing. It's just gorgeous.
Now, you're giving it all up. You're selling your collection. Why?
Well, it's probably time. Sometimes I'm living on my own here at Warwicknabeel, and I'm always a bit scared that when I go away that, you know, someone will break into the shed and I might have, you know, my really nice pieces might be gone. And I spoke to my daughter, my eldest daughter, who she'll look after things if anything happens to me. And she said, Dad, I wouldn't know where to start. And, you know, so I thought, right, okay, now's the time. I'll just free up a bit of my time and just travel a bit.
Is it going to be hard losing it all?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, because I won't be able to wander over the shed and see it all. But no, because then I'll have freedom and I'll obviously have a few dollars in my pocket and I can just travel around, visit my family a bit more, visit friends.
Are you going to keep some of your favourite bits, though?
No, I'm not. No, no.
Not a single piece?
No, I don't think I'll keep anything because other collectors will enjoy it as I have. And so I thought, well, I might as well sell it all. It's an emotional thing when you gather them and you look at them and you can say, OK, I've been to that place or I've enjoyed the company of people in a certain area and I've worked for that particular company and et cetera, et cetera, and you've got an association with it. I don't know any other job where you can be so passionate about it. It is a way of life. I'll miss that. I don't shear now and I'll miss it already, you know, so I just don't know how I'm going to go in the future. But, you know, life takes turns, doesn't it?